It's nice to be joined by Stuart Lancaster. And Stuart, first of all, it's been a couple of days now since the win away at Scotland to lift the Calcutta Cup. What are your emotions as kind of the hours and the days tick by since now?
Yeah, I think obviously the original emotion was obviously just delight, really. Delight for the players that, you know, it reinforced the journey we're on has started. And to get a win was fantastic. Personally, obviously, it was nice to get the win. But, you know, with any coach will tell you, their mind immediately flicks on to the next game. And, you know, my next step then was to think about the squads, think about the players, think about the players we wanted to bring in, assess the injuries, review the game, you know, watch the France and Italy game, watch the Wales and Ireland game. So by last night, I'd probably watched enough. That was supposed to be the day off. And then today's been about reviewing with the players, and it's always busy as a coach at the start of the week. Things tend to calm down at the end, so it's been pretty flat out, to be honest.
And just taking a look back in terms of the game itself, I presume two things that will come out of the review that are so positive was England's defence and also their discipline, two things that maybe at the World Cup, for example, at times weren't always as consistent as we would have liked, but from those points of view, for example, at Murrayfield, it's pretty much spot on.
Yeah, I guess the two areas I'll pick out would be defensive discipline. I think there's areas to work on in terms of our structure and systems, yeah. but also I thought our attitude, desire, and work rate, you know, to work hard for each other, and to, you know, physically put pressure on the opposition. And I thought we did that. And when we did get bust, you know, we scrambled well, and you know, we wanted to win. You know, and you could see from the relief in the players' faces that, you know, they wanted to win, and I'm saying Scotland didn't, but you know, it was great for us to achieve that.
And having obviously been together for just 10 days, in all honesty, going into that match, signs to improve, no doubt. But the longer you are together this week, for example, hopefully the more that kind of continuity and the togetherness of the play will continue to come in attack.
Yeah, I think you know, every team's gone through a cycle of improvement or a cycle after a game of review, learn, yeah, improve, play. And, you know, we need to make sure that, you know, we do that bit well. You know, we learn, we improve, we train well, and then obviously we improve the performance. So I don't think it just exists in attack, it exists in all areas. You know, I think every, you know, as coaches, you know, and players, you know, we need to be critical and self-critical, but in a positive way, and make sure that people feel that we've been constructive in where we're going. And certainly speaking to the leadership group this morning, they're very much on the mindset. So, you know, we'll do that well today, and let's say, prepare for what's going to be a really tough challenge on Saturday.
Exactly, and moving ahead, if we can, to Italy, as you say, a tough challenge in the Olympic Stadium this time rather than the Stadio Flaminio, which will be very intriguing in itself, and a tough side to prepare for. Jacques Brunel, their new coach, has gone for a more expansive style as well, hasn't he? So it should be intriguing.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll be targeting us in terms of opposition as well, because